Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I can't have you spending time with someone mixed up with drugs.
Everyone will be happy to know that Damien and I broke up.
You touch this dress, you will never set foot in here again.
You should do your own clothing line.
I can model them. You can totally do this.
I had no idea you'd be such a little thief.
Agnes, give me my dresses. What are you doing?
Keeping these feelings aside is killing me. All I want to do is tell everybody how happy I am.
I think you should tell people.
I want to be as much a part of your life as you'll let me.
I need someone to take over operations of my hotel.
There are other people who would do a better job.
Those other people aren't my mother.
We have a soft hotel?
We do.
Where has she been, Serena?
And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You think you know you love me? XOXO. Gotcha.
They say the clothes make the man, but who makes the clothes? On the Upper East Side, it's Eleanor Waldorf. And we hear her new line is to die for.
So, where are we going? I thought everyone was coming over for brunch. It's the first since we moved back to Lily's.
Jen, as hard as it is for me to admit, there's something more important in life than waffles. And I'm not going to let you spend another day sulking in that apartment.
Okay, well, you grounded me.
And I won't be able to unground you until I know you're okay. That's why we're going to Eleanor's.
Wait, what?
I was talking to Serena, and she said that Eleanor is having something called a pop-up fashion show for her new junior line. So I called Eleanor and asked her if you could help out.
God, the last time we worked for Eleanor, it didn't exactly end well, remember?
But I also remember that my daughter used to love working in fashion. Listen, just give it a shot. Your room's not going anywhere.
So bad, is it?
Thanks, Dad.
I'll see him at home tonight. For sure.
There's something about waking up on the day of a fashion show. The smell of fresh pleats wafting through the city.
Nothing quickens your blood quite like a tour.
Ride with me uptown. My mother would love to see you for breakfast.
I have a breakfast with my mother.
I'm so proud of you for opening up to Elizabeth.
She earned my trust and I hers.
And she seems to be faring well at the helm of the mighty empire?
Oh, she's natural.
Had a perfect day. Oh, nothing says luxury quite like your own private army.
Victor, is everything all right?
Mr. Bass, you need to vacate the premises immediately.
I think you've misunderstood. I may put my mother in charge for the time being, but I'm not leaving the hotel.
Actually, sir, these orders come from her.
My, look who's risen from the dead.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for this opportunity, and I've really learned a lot since the last time we worked together, and I won't let you down.
Well, despite our troubled past, as I told your father, I am a firm believer in second chances. So, I even rehired your friend.
Jenny! Agnes. Hi. How are you?
90 days sober in AA.
Good for you. Now, come on, Jenny, what are you waiting for? Get Agnes fitted. I'd like to see my elves busy. Clock's ticking.
You ready? Because this is it.
I'm ready. Time. Just gonna go in and tell everyone we're dating.
Exactly. It's no big.
Hey, it's the lovebirds.
Hey, you two.
Oh, hey. He told you, didn't he? She can read my mind. I mean.
Oh, come on. You couldn't wait to tell.
Well, speaking for everyone else, I think it's great. And now that the happy couple has arrived, let's go eat.
Come on.
I have some very exciting news. Mr. Conwell is flying in from Salt Lake City to see the show tonight.
Mr. Conwell.
He is the CEO of Conwell's Department Stores. Blair, it's the biggest retailer in the entire country. And my first choice to carry the new junior line.
What about Barney's or Saks or Bloomingdale's?
No, my dear, high-end has fallen on hard times. Mr. Connell can put my line in over 5,000 retail locations.
Where Bristol Palin shops?
Feed the masses, eat with the classes. Although you do raise a very good point. My usual crowd of uptown socialites and boho fashionistas might give Mr. Conwell the wrong message. We need to surround him with wholesome American girls, the kind of girl that he wants to shop at Conwell's. I just had the most inspired idea.
Dessert at Momofuku after the show?
No, you should invite all of your college girlfriends to see the show tonight.
Mother, it's very last minute.
Miss Blair keep girls on busy schedule. Must beat drum, she says. Baby beat Dorota's stomach like Lars from Metallica.
Aww, I need a gaggle of pink-cheeked college freshmen. Just bring 10 or 20, no more than 30. Tell them how important it is to you, to me. I need Mr. Conwell to say yes.
Miss Blair, you have no friends. Even NYU minions very second rate.
Actually, there is one person at NYU who could help.
Chuck!
Did you send security to kick me out?
Just listen, I...
No! Let me.
Morning, nephew. What is this leech doing stuck to my hotel?
Your hotel? This is Elizabeth's hotel. You're just a guest who's no longer welcome here.
I'm sorry, Chuck. You need to leave.
What? Wait. What the hell is going on here?
Isn't it obvious?
You've been played, Chucky. From the very beginning. Now, it's checkout time. And we need to get your room ready. For, well, me.
We hear Chuck's hotel is hanging on by a thread. And Jack's pulling all the strings.
Vanessa, I'm seriously so happy for you guys.
Thanks. It's been really great. It's been so easy to be with Dan, you know, knowing someone your whole life, like you and Nate.
Yeah, it definitely has its advantages. When you've known someone so long, you know, you're just more comfortable. Nate and I have no problem trying new things. Not like that. Just keeping the romance and mystery alive. You don't ever want to fall into a rut. I'm sure you and Dan.
Yeah, we always try new things.
So, since you guys are out of hiding, what are your plans tonight?
You should come to Eleanor's fashion show.
Oh, no, actually, we're just going to be doing dinner at the loft. Vanessa's cooking up some
dinner. That sounds romantic.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. We're just, you know, watching movies, cooking up some noodles. Mm-hmm. It's kind of become our Saturday tradition.
Can you put your arms down, please? Both arms. Look, Agnes, I'm sorry for how everything went down. I shouldn't have gone behind your back and tried to cut you to the fashion line.
I was going to quit anyway. Those dresses were lame.
Agnes, I'm trying to apologize. You trusted me and believed in me, and I betrayed you. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for torching your dresses. Truth is, they were amazing.
Over it?
I missed you, bitch. What is it?
Nothing. Well, the truth is, I was dating this guy named Damien. And he was a lot of things, one of them being a dealer.
Oh, Miss City or Nancy. That's awesome. What happened?
Well, when I didn't want to,
whatever with him. He bailed. And now he just keeps texting me for a stupid pill.
Sweetie, you can't let him treat you like that.
I know, but whatever. Spin.
Hey, Damien. It's Jenny's friend, Agnes. Yeah, she wanted me to call you to set up the swap. We were thinking a Waldorf pop-up show. Love it. Kiss.
Agnes.
What? Chill out. This is your payback, okay? He's going to show up tonight. You get to wave the baggie in front of his face and then flush it down the toilet. No one gets hurt and you get to show him his boss. You got to take back your pride, babe.
All right, I'll admit it's actually kind of brilliant.
We're total bitches.
Hey. I want to do something special for Dan tonight.
Vanessa, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't make you feel...
No, not at all. You were right. Noodles and movies. I mean, I just don't want it to feel like his 1 millionth dinner with the same girl he's known his whole life.
Two words. Role play.
You know, that's not a terrible idea. Why don't you do a date night inspired by one of his favorite films?
He would definitely not be expecting that.
He's so well. I'll see you at 6.
6:30, maybe.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
We have to find Chuck.
You hate it?
I'd forgotten how talented you are. I want to close with this. And after the show is over, you and I need to have a talk about finding a more permanent position with Waldorf Designs.
Yeah, wow, Eleanor, thank you so much.
Yeah. Treats on your dresser, just like you said. Grab this clutch to hide them.
Oh, the eagle has landed. Thank you, Callie. I'm sorry, Miss. I don't think I want to go through with this. It's just that it's the first time in weeks that I've been able to not think about Damien, and the first time in even longer that I've actually been happy. I don't know, I just really forgot how much I love this, and I don't want to do anything to mess it up, you know?
Yeah, I'll just text Damien and tell him to forget it, okay?
It's okay. I get it. I'm just trying to help out an old friend.
Chuck, are you okay?
Hey, what's going on? What appears... We've all been players in a Jack Bass plot. The reappearance of my mother, the lawsuit. It's all been part of an elaborate ruse to get me to sign over my hotel to Elizabeth. You have to admire his handiwork.
Well, have you spoken to your lawyers? There's got to be a way.
Turns out my lawyer was in on it. Regardless, the suit to regain control would take months. By which time Jack would have bankrupted the hotel, making it easy pickings for whatever vultures he has lined up. My only hope is to talk to Elizabeth alone. Convince her to sign the hotel back over to me.
What makes you think she's going to do that?
It isn't her idea. Jack has something on her. I just need to figure out what. I'll call you.
Oh, and all this time we thought Chuck had a dark side from his father. Maybe his mother's the one that's evil.
If she is his mother... The story Elizabeth told me, how do we even know if it's true?
Chuck did a DNA test. It was his guy at the NYPD.
Yeah, no, but he probably just sent out to a lab. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Jack Bass to fake it.
Well, whatever the truth is, Chuck isn't ready to hear it. In the meantime, I have to get ready for a fashion show. It's in 2 hours, and I have 30 friends coming.
What? Plus friends?
Miss Brandeis?
Can I help you?
I'm Dorota. Miss Blair would like to know... what is your hourly? And if you have any friends, like 30?
30. Jenny, can you help me get these racks downstairs?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I can watch your stuff. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Careful, Jay. The show's about to start. And it looks like Eleanor's line is going to bring a whole new meaning to high fashion.
Taking candy from a baby.
Much for coming. Dora, you look adorable.
Yeah, I know what Chuck said, but it shouldn't...
Do nothing. He says he wants to handle it on his own. We let him. You don't think he's killing me?
Oh, my God, Brandeis is here.
Finally. Serena?
Brandeis. How's Congressman Wade?
He's polling very well these days. Okay, so there's your target. The guy over there talking to my mom, Ed Conwell. Remember, you guys are my BFFs from NYU, so we got it, Blair. We're closed for business meeting. What? My mother said she wanted me to pack the crowd with wholesome American girls.
So you hired escorts? Wait, you couldn't just tell your mom you don't have friends at NYU?
Prostitutes are people, too, and they have a lot of disposable income.
Hey, this is just like...
Rear window. I know.
Come on, people. Trish, the girls look great. Are they ready?
Show is in 5 minutes. Agnes, where did you get that?
What? It's not like you're gonna do anything with it. Just a little party.
What about your 90 days?
Look, I need the Waldorfs of the world to think that I'm working a program so I can get hired.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna let you risk ruining the entire show.
And what are you gonna do? Waltz up to Eleanor and tell her that your drug dealer dumped your virgin ass and now the rest of her models are high on his stash?
I will tell Eleanor exactly what happened. You know, this is my second chance. And you might not want to change your life, but I certainly want to change mine. Oh, Eleanor, I need to tell you something.
No, no, not now, Jenny. The show is about to start. Come on, get the girls in line.
But, Eleanor,
my goodness, getting models to do anything, it's like herding cats.
A minute.
Yes,
but I really...
Jenny, go.
You know, I think it's time for little Jay to say goodnight.
Thought you wanted to wait to the after party.
No.
Let's put it a bit early.
Thought I was being taken to the Empire.
Well, there's a few other employees are still loyal. I don't know how much my uncle has promised you, but I'll double it if you give me my hotel back.
Oh, Chuck. This was never about money.
Then what does Jack have on you? Because it must be something for you to do all this.
I love him. I know it's very difficult for you to understand.
Jack is incapable of love. He is using you. He's stealing my hotel, and then he will leave you.
I know he's not perfect, but he understands me. He doesn't judge me. Underneath it all, he's a kind, loving person.
What kind of loving person would convince you to do this to me?
When we started the game, I told myself that you were just a stranger. But I didn't know how much I'd come to care for you.
So help me. Give me back my hotel.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You're sorry, that's it?
I need Jack.
And I believe he needs me too. He loves me.
If you believe that, then you deserve whatever happens next.
Wow, I didn't realize Blair had so many friends at NYU.
Yeah, though at $300 an hour, they don't come cheap.
Oh, it's Chuck. Hey, I couldn't get it through to Elizabeth.
Well, what happened?
She thinks she loves Jack.
It's over.
The Empire is gone.
I don't know about it. We just say that it's 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Maybe not. Hey, can you get Jack to Eleanor's fashion show?
So?
It was great. It was great. I'm not really a shellfish kind of guy. The little middle green parts kind of, you know. But the wine was amazing.
Mama Shay, just like?
What Grace Kelly brought Jimmy Stewart, that's right, yeah.
But a part of you wishes we'd had ramen.
No. No, what? No, seriously, Vanessa, this was amazing. In fact, I got you a little surprise. The student union is running a Mitsugushi marathon tonight.
That sounds amazing, but I thought we'd do something different tonight, break out of our rut.
Our rut? We just started dating.
What do we do now that we didn't do when we were friends?
Are you serious?
Obviously, besides that.
All right, is this what that whole Good Evening Daniel bit over there was about?
I was just trying to put a little mystery in our relationship, but if you'd rather just do the same old thing...
Hey! Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just going to pick up my clothes.
No, why don't you stay? I made dessert.
No, this is clearly a date. You don't want it to be like every other night, the three of us hang out.
Really? Because that sounds exactly like what Dan wants.
What's going on?
I'm not sure.
Love the line. Everybody looks good in it. Even the people who shop in your store.
The clothes speak for themselves. Unfortunately, our stores will never carry your mother's line if this is the type of clientele that will be attracted to Conwell.
What? It attracts all kinds. Everyone is here.
Yeah, I can see that. Apparently, even prostitutes.
Congratulate you on a great show.
And say thanks for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you. Last year she congratulated me herself with a toast.
Well, you deserve it.
We hear Eleanor's show brought down the house.
She gave out one or two.
Three.
Sounds like a night to remember, if you can.
What's the matter, Jay?
Champagne go to your head.
Did you put something in my drink?
Yeah, ever since I saw you at Eleanor's, all I could think about was payback for last year. And then Damien's party favor just happened to fall into my lap. What, do you think I was going to stand around all day and watch Eleanor kiss your ass? You know, I was going to have my own fashion line. Things were going to change for me. And then you had to go ahead and do it all your way. So... here's to you, Jay. Cheers.
Hey. Heard my nephew's ready to cry uncle. Where is he?
Yeah, he could went by the bar.
No, we just need Jack to be Jack.
Vanessa, this is fantastic. I didn't realize you made flan.
I got the recipe off the internet.
Oh. Did you do something to your hair?
Excuse me.
Son, I have to tell you, this date is a disaster. What's going on?
She has this idea that we're stuck on a rut, and she's trying to break us out of it.
A rut? You just started dating.
Yeah, I know.
Look, the two of you just need to talk this through. She's Vanessa, you're Dan. You guys are best friends.
Did she just leave?
Mm-hmm.
You whore and a half. You couldn't just keep it in your pants. Conwell was about to buy my mother's junior line until you,
Blair. I didn't cruise Mr. Conwell.
Then how does he know you're a prostitute?
He doesn't. He knows Julian is. He's supposed to see him tonight, in fact. Julian and Conwell party every time he flies into town. I'm really sorry, Blair. We had no idea there'd be clients here tonight. It was a total surprise.
I bet it was.
Brandeis, my apologies. I'll be right back.
Mr. Conwell, a moment. Your special friend, Julian, wanted you to know that he's running a little late tonight.
Blair, I have a family.
So do I, Mr. Conwell. And when you love your family, like we both do, you never want to see them get hurt or disappointed. What's that? You want to take another look at my mother's line? Of course you can.
So we photographed Jack with a couple of hookers and then showed to Elizabeth.
Yes, and then she signs the Empire back to Chuck. Okay. You only got one shot.
Evening. Serena. Nate. This is Justin Bethany. Were you hoping to catch me in a compromising position? Look, high school, don't you think? Leave the plotting to the experts. Bethany, what are you saying about sustainable energy?
I'm gonna call Chuck.
I'll find Greg. Wait. This little one's not going home just yet. We're gonna go see if we can get this girl laid. Island bitches.
Spotted. Little Jay passing out in a taxi.
Jenny? Hey, Jenny!
Uh-oh. Looks like somebody better call the fashion police.
Is this where the bachelor party is?
Yeah, you here to join us?
Me, no, but, Frontier. She's ready to party. Make sure you guys show her a good time.
Thank you, Amy. This is my first review for Teen Vogue. I'm very excited.
Mother!
Hi, Eleanor. Great news.
Eleanor.
Mr. Conwell.
I just wanted to tell you that Conwell's would be honored to call itself your exclusive retailer.
That is marvelous news, isn't it, Blair?
Congratulations.
Of course, we need to make a few alterations, hemlines, necklines. You understand?
We could certainly discuss it. Is that all?
And we'd like to change the name. Eleanor Waldorf sounds a bit uppity, New Yorkish.
Excuse me. For the last 28 years, every piece of clothing I have sewn has carried the name Eleanor Waldorf. My clothes are me.
My store is me. Manhattan is an island in more ways than one. What works for you and yours doesn't necessarily translate to me and mine.
Mr. Conwell, I think you're forgetting about something or someone.
Blair, I want to thank you for your time, but I do not think that I will be doing business with Conwell's. Enjoy your flight back to Salt Lake.
Mother, what are you doing? We could close this.
No. It's a stupid idea to begin with. I don't know what I was thinking. I would rather lose the deal than lose myself. Never hide who you are. You remember that?
Everyone at NYU hates me.
What? I have minions, of course, but they're hardly even worthy of the name.
No, I don't understand. And what about all your friends from school?
They'll be anyone's friend for the night. I was scared to tell you about NYU because I didn't want you to be disappointed in me. I did everything to try and fit in, but I hate it there.
Oh. My girl. One of the things that make Waldorf women so special is that we don't fit in everywhere.
I don't feel like I fit in anywhere.
That's because you haven't found the right place yet. You will.
Alright, one more round and we're out of here.
Maybe I should stay and take care of Blondie.
No, no. We'll tell the bartender to call our cab. Alright, first, shots!
Yeah.
Hey, where are you? I've been calling you for...
Me? I don't know where I am. I feel sick.
Okay, Jenny, hold on one second. Listen, you stay put. All right, I'm coming to get you.
Hurry, please.
Hey, can we talk? So, what happened tonight?
Don't you worry that we do all the same stuff we did when we were best friends. We go to movies, we play Scrabble with Rufus, we go to coffee shops and make fun of people. We are the exact same.
Yeah, well, except...
Yes, I know. We have sex. But I just wanted to do something to say, hello, we're more than friends with benefits.
No, I was going to say, except, it's not the same. And if you give me a chance, I want to take you on the most romantic second first date you've ever had.
Where?
No, that's a surprise.
I hope you didn't bring me here to gloat over your boyfriend's loyalty.
Chuck, I called you because this afternoon I didn't have the courage to tell you that I signed the hotel over to Jack. Seeing you made me realize what I'd done, and so then I told him he had to make a choice. Me or the hotel.
And what did my uncle say?
My flight to Zurich leaves at 10. I wanted to say goodbye. I'm sorry. I tried.
Stay. Not for Jack or the hotel. Stay for me. I already lost my mother once.
Chuck, I'm not your mother. I don't know if your real mother is alive or not, but I'm sure she loved you very much. And that she's nothing like me.
You're right. Because my real mother could never have done to me what you did.
Andy better be calling that chick a cab, man. That girl looks about 12.
Hey, where is she?
Hey, you want to get out of here? I live real close, come on.
Where's Nate?
Is Nate your boyfriend?
No.
She really shouldn't have left you.
I don't care.
Jenny, who the hell are you?
Get off her.
I was helping her.
Yeah, sure you were.
It seems chivalry isn't dead after all. Lucky for this damsel in a dress, some things never go out of fashion.
I
How are you feeling?
Steadier. How do I look? I don't want to worry about that.
Yeah, just play the exhausted card, okay?
Hey, how was the show?
I thought you'd be back a little sooner.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. The show was great, though.
Yeah, there were no cabs, so I just figured I'd walk her back.
Yeah, I'm so tired. I'm just gonna crash, but thank you so much, Dad. I love you.
Thanks for seeing her home.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
So I finally told my mom about NYU.
See, I'm very proud of you for telling your mother the truth.
Why? What good does the truth ever do? My mother can't help me make friends.
Excuse me. Aren't you Blair Waldorf?
Yes. Sorry to bother you, but we're freshmen at Columbia, and, well,
we thought you were dead.
We haven't read about you on Gossip Girl in forever.
What? You read Gossip Girl?
Of course. Everyone at Columbia does.
Oh.
But I love your Louboutins. But the bow goes on the right. Ah, thank you. What do you know about Columbia?
Hey, you forgot your purse. You okay?
What's wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you. What are you talking about?
Like, how did I end up here?
Jenny, look at me. Okay, things haven't exactly been so easy for me either. Now, I'm with Serena and I'm so happy. Things will turn around for you too.
Yeah. What if you're wrong, Nate? What if everything's... Eleanor, great job today. You're hired. Bunch tomorrow. Okay, oh my God.
See? And I hope you learn from this, okay? Mostly that I'm always right.
Yeah, okay. God, Nate, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you.
Welcome.
Here, try the Brinza. Don't want to swap the cabbage is my second favorite.
So this was your big romantic date, having pierogies delivered to my dorm room?
Tell me you're not having fun.
No, I am, but this isn't a date. This is what we always do.
I know, yeah, except now we get to do this.
And that's called being friends with benefits.
No. No, because for me, the benefit is that even though we're doing the same things that we used to do, eating pierogies and going to see Ugetsu for the sixth time.
We've only seen him four times.
Well, right. Now, I got to do them with you as my girlfriend. Which is why just sitting here with you is the most romantic date I can imagine.
Humphrey, you just earned yourself some extra benefits.
If you are what you wear, you better dress the part you want. A few lucky ladies can do no wrong. Their looks, perfection. And they've got accessories to match. But most girls get tired of the same old look. And they'll do just about anything to get the hot new piece on their arm. And then there are those with no vision of their own. Thieves of fashion who will steal the shirt off your back.
Did you change your mind?
I was hoping you changed yours.
Perhaps you need to see the view from up here.
People really do look like ants.
How did I ever love you?
Fair question. But if love won't tempt you, how about money?
I'm leaving. And I don't want anything.
Where are you gonna go?
You destroyed your relationship with your son.
Who else do you have besides me?
I told Chuck I wasn't his mother. And that he deserves someone better than me.
I'll warn you. You're taking off just when it's about to get fun.
I'm starting over. I'm going to try to be the person I forgot.
And always remember, appearances can be deceiving.
Let's go.
Are you okay? What happened? Is Elizabeth?
She's dead to me. She's gone.
In the hotel?
Oh, lost.
Chuck.
What? Sorry? Don't be. I'm not. Come this far without my mother, I'm not backing down now.
Well... if it's a war Jack wants, then it's a war he'll get.
But whatever you wear, always dress to kill. XOXO, Gossip Girl.